The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners has documented human rights abuses in Myanmar for decades. In fact, the day that I visited their location in Maesaw, Thailand, was their 23rd anniversary. A couple researchers are at a table with their computers open, cigarettes lit, monitoring the latest news from the conflict happening across the Thai-Myanmar border, about 5 miles away. Their modest museum here is one room, if you don't count its mock prison cell. Along the walls are panels with photos and descriptions of flashpoints between the public and Myanmar's military. You can follow the country's history of uprisings and inevitable crackdowns. It starts in 1962, after Myanmar's first coup. Students at Rangoon University protested. Authorities bombed their school.
It was dynamited by the military regimes in 1962, 7 July. Yeah, hundreds of students were killed in this compound.
That's Cha Win, my tour guide who has worked at AAPP for a decade. He didn't want to give his real name. He also has a history with Myanmar's military. Following the panels, there were 1974 student demonstrations, the well-known 1988 uprising, 96, 98, pictures of bloody streets and crumpled bodies, the 2007 Saffron Revolution led by Buddhist monks.
But at the time, we have lack of the resource to get the information about the monks and also the people who were arrested in that revolution. But I think at least more than hundreds of people and the monks were arrested.
A student march for academic freedom in 2015 put down brutally.
But unfortunately, those policies were trained by the European Union.
He explains there's a theme to these parts of Myanmar's history.
So why we show this war about the bus struggle means we protest against peacefully to the military regimes in every uprising, but they crack down brutally in the past and so far.
Cha Win knows the costs of these crackdowns well. He's a former political prisoner. He was jailed in 1992 while studying chemistry after he made political posters protesting the National Convention. We enter a mock cell designed to look where he spent those 6 years. It's cramped with just us two in here.
This is the cell where I was living in prison. I used to live with four people together in this prison.
There was just a bucket for a toilet. He was let out only a handful of times a day. Disease was rampant. Reading and writing were prohibited. There's a model here of the prison where he was jailed, the notorious insane prison in Yangon.
This is the front door and this is the back door. In prison, they have said, when you are alive, you have to get out of the prison through the main gate, in front gate. If you are dead, your dead body will go through the back gate.
Since the coup in 2021 and the following resistance against the junta, Myanmar's political prisoner population has again been replenished. The AAPP says there are some 17,000. Cha Win says the conditions have never been worse.
So in our time and current situation is totally different. It's worse than our time. Because there are a lot of the bribery and corruption in prison and a lot of oppression in prison compared to our time. For example, in prison, the prison is very crowded. Therefore, everyone has difficulties to sleep. If, like flat, they have to sleep aside. So this is, if you can bribe, you can get more space.
Ong Myo Min is the human rights minister for the Civilian National Unity Government. He also says things have become much worse for those arrested.
We have more cases of people who were tortured to death during the interrogation. It is very clear an activist was arrested in the evening, and later the dead body was sent back on the next day early in the morning. So how cruel the cases of the torture or mistreatment during the interrogations.
He says there's more cases of rape, abuse of LGBT activists, international organizations aren't permitted to visit jails. And the military doesn't even recognize the category of political prisoner.
And then you see that that sentence is judged by the military tribunal, which is not in line with the civilian courts, and there's no people having the legal right during that kind of legal process.
Before the coup, this museum had only one photo of a prisoner formally executed by the military. Now there's five. The last wall is dedicated to the current uprising. Photos of burned villages, charred bodies, hundreds of pictures of civilians that the military has killed. All young. Their eyes are staring across the room at the first display, at the university students protesting in 1962.
Whoever you are and whoever, whatever you are, if you are against them, they will kill you or they will address you.
But for him, something is different this time. The days of trying to peacefully change the country are over.
So we want to show the past. Why we want to show the past struggle is, as I mentioned before, the military regimes always crack down brutally with arms. So in this 2021 as well, they treated the people as an enemy. Therefore, we need defense to fight back them. So therefore, we're setting up the People Defense Forces, PDFs. We didn't intend to do violent or the terrorist. We are trying to defend ourselves because the military is also treating the people as an enemy.
Chao Win has given this tour many times. It wasn't easy for him at first, constantly reliving the worst time in his life.
Sure, because we are also dealing with the political prisoners issue so far. So we are reading and we get the information about the political prisoners and their problems. So we are also remember our past events. But this museum also healed me something, because in the beginning of my presentation in this museum, I feel something bad. But I present it again and again, it makes me feel better. And we can also describe our experience to know the other people. It's also a part of my healing process.
Before any healing can take place, there must be some understanding and a reckoning. When Myanmar is ready, this museum will have the receipts.